right, well, let's start this meeting. We have Mason here. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. We have Tyler here. And why am I drawing a blank on your name? Last name's Patterson.
Lorray.
Still Lorray. And we have Lorray with us. And so we're going to start with our thought prayer slash your job, Tyler.
Okay. Right now.
Yeah, right now.
Okay, let's do it. Well, for those that don't...
Oh, wait.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, I should say, because it's neat, the President of the United States is here in Utah, and I think that's neat. So,
well, that was my thought. So.
Oh, dang it. So not that he cares what we're doing tonight, but I just think it's neat that that's happening. Okay, go.
Cool. Well, I was going to say that.
Sorry.
And then I was going to say, you know, it's an honor, privilege, blah, blah, blah.
Do it.
Just what you just said. But then, you know, kind of jokingly, there was once a good book written by a Republican. And he said, these are all the wonderful ideas that the Democrats have come up with. And this book was, you know, several hundred pages long, and you'd flip to the first page, and it was blank. You'd flip to the second page, and it was blank. The whole book was blank. And then somebody else wised up and said, okay, I'm going to write a book about the Republicans. So he wrote a book about the Republicans, you know, this thick, and these are all the great ideas the Republicans did, and the whole thing's blank. But kidding aside, I do think it's cool that we've got a, you know, president of the United States here in Utah. And regardless of your political stance, I mean, tonight is kind of an apolitical meeting. But I think it's important to just have that tolerance, that understanding, regardless of what side you're on. I think in the political realm and debate, it's important to have that tolerance. I think as the country moves forward on things, I think high tolerance is going to be just a necessity for any public official. And I hope, you know, my thought today is just that to encourage each one of us to have that that understanding, that compassion and tolerance for all of those with whom we live.
Sweet.
So with that said, I'll say a prayer.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks, okay. Tyler.
Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we're grateful to come before thee this night in the Centerville City Planning Commission. We're thankful for those of the public who are here with us to conduct some city business. We're grateful for all of our many blessings that thou bestows upon us. We're grateful for our freedoms that we enjoy. We give thee thanks this night for the country in which we live and for the laws and protections that are granted to each one of us. We pray that we can have thy spirit and thy hand guide us in all of our endeavors and efforts to conduct business here within the city that would be pleasing unto thee. And we pray for these things this night, and we do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right, now we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance, so please stand with us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Okay, so we have two items on our agenda tonight. They are kind of like the same thing, but they're different. And it's just the final site plan for 335 South Frontage Road, and it's just for administrative decision. Who's telling? Corey, are you telling us about them? Are you going to tell us about them both at the same time?
If that's okay with you.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. So we'll hear about both of these items. The second item is the final site plan for 285 South Frontage Road. It's also administrative decision, so they're next door neighbors, and they just kind of are one unit. All right. Corey, let's hear it.
Thank you, Chair. As you indicated, it's two different pieces of property. They will be jointly used because the ownership is the same, but they will not be combined officially as one complete site. So they'll remain independent. And so there is two actions tonight to manage that, because they will go into the record as two different sites. As a part of it, you're familiar, it came to you as a conceptual plan for tying the sites together. They'd like to put some access drive as probably the largest feature, is so that internally they can circulate between the two sites without having to go off site and back into the other site as they perform their business plan. They also would like to connect the two buildings along the frontage area. You'll see a wall that was talked about last time. The Planning Commission can approve up to a 10-foot wall. They've remained consistent with the conceptual plan of doing an 8-foot wall. Anything above 6 feet has to be approved by the Planning Commission. It'll be a decorative concrete style wall, tying the buildings together. There'll be a gate surrounding to the north, would it be northeast area. They already have an existing gate on the south side of the existing Dave's Complete Auto. And so that'll be where a lot of their storage, their operations, their vehicles, things of that nature can take place. And so they just like to tie those two sites together. We did talk about creating the need for a cross-access agreement. They submitted that. That will need to just be reviewed and eventually recorded for the two properties. It's not the major issue, but the issues that come in is the fine-tuning of the two sites, because you're adding the access drives and there are nonconformities, as we discussed on the last site. We're just trying to replace those and relocate some elements of landscaping and some parking. We called that out in the conceptual plan. The two issues with the parking is there was an undercount in the conceptual report for the Les Schwab site. From staff's review, there's plenty of asphalt area to replace those stalls. So we called out the correct number there. And then the Dave's Complete Auto, they're adding the one additional stall. It just needs to make sure that we meet the drive aisle width of 25 feet. That measurement wasn't on there, and I didn't have a set of plans that I could scale to it, so I call that out in the report. But essentially, that's really the project. It's somewhat simple. We're just rebalancing the nonconformities. And so for the two items, we're recommending approval. We've outlined the two different sets of conditions to match up. There's some refining that we believe can happen as they prepare their tenant finish permit for the one building. And so as they resubmit, we're suggesting the zoning administrator, which I function as, just make those final checks as a part of that process. And so we're comfortable recommending approval for both projects.
Cool. Thanks, Corey. Do you guys have any questions for Corey at the moment? Do you want to hear from the applicant then? All right, come on up. It's your turn. State your name for the record.
Say thank you for your service tonight. I just need a building permit.
Still, it's been painted. It looks sharp. It matches. You're moving fast.
I got work to do, so yeah. I don't really have, if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Do you guys have any questions? Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Well, we can debate it now. I think we can talk about it one at a time, maybe. The first one, but they're kind of the same. So does anyone have any thoughts?
Well, the only thing that Corey even addressed that I had read previously was, you know, the additional stalls,
yeah.
Right? So 9, right? But he said there's plenty of asphalt, so those are happening.
Yeah, I'm not worried about they don't have a sufficient area for,
right,
because the drive aisles are only 25 feet. They have quite a bit of yard space to relocate those. So it'll be striping. It'll be a matter of striping at this point and just getting the dimensions correct.
Yeah, my only concern was if you're doing a cross-access easement between two property owners. I believe last time, is it Mr. Bell was here? I think you represented you own both parcels. Is that, you know, I think, yeah, so, but I read the, you know, cross-access easement agreement, and if one parcel it sells, then this, you know, cross-access easement goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't bind, you know, the two property owners, hypothetically, if they were two different ones, then, you know, that could be a potential issue, but I don't see one under the circumstance, so I'm fine moving forward with things.
Cool. Mason, do you have any?
Negative.
Thoughts? Wow, okay, all right. Does anyone want to make a motion? Thinking about it?
Yeah, just you'll make two motions, one for each site.
One for each site.
That's okay. Start with that one. It's okay.
Okay. I will. I hereby make a motion for the Planning Commission to approve the final site plan. Amendments for the proposed changes to the site of the former Les Schwab site located at 285 South Frontage Road with the following directives. One, A through G, and suggested reasons for the actions A through C.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for number two item on our agenda. Let's vote on it. Then we'll make the we'll do the second one second. You want to make a double motion?
No, just to each.
Oh, okay.
One.
Okay.
Aye.
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 Aye. All right, that one passes. So the second item on our agenda passed. So now I would just like to make a motion for the Planning Commission to approve the final site plan. Amendment for the proposed changes for Dave's Auto located at 335 South Frontage Road with the following directives. Wait, yes. No, I don't think I said that right. Did I say that right?
Yes.
I was reading something else.
You were right.
One through three. And suggested reasons for action A, B, and C. Okay, we have a motion and a second, and I should increase my font or wear glasses. So I hope that I did that right. Mason, let's start with you.
Aye.
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 Okay, great. So that passed. So there you go. Work on getting that building permit or whatever your next step is. I'm sure Corey will tell you.
Yes, thank you very much. Good night.
Yes, thank you. All right, so next is our Community Development Director's report. You've got a full agenda for us, which makes me nervous because we might not have enough Planning Commission members.
Or we might not have enough items in the end.
Are they going to fail? Some of them are going to flop off?
Whitney might want to give you the lowdown just she gets into the nuts and bolts of how prepared the applications are.
The only ones that are ready to go are the Top Gear Motor applications.
Good, because I want them to succeed. I'm
so they're coming back. The rest of them, we're still waiting on things. So
we do have one that we might be able to put in, just came in, is the Walmart needs to amend their site for the painting scheme. That's
I've seen all the things gathering in the parking lot with the fence around.
It's they're currently doing a tenant finish inside everything. They're remodeling the store.
Okay.
They have some sign changes that can be done administratively, but they have some painting schemes that are changing that don't match what was originally approved.
That's not
cool. Second time, because there was original, then there was a second scheme. Now there'll be a third, but because that is a direct condition of the original approval, it has to come back to the Planning Commission to determine if it complies with
Parish Lane
Gateway Design Standards and the Harmonious Clauses.
Harmonious
and then clause, because there's a contract recorded as a development agreement, it will kick up to the City Council to accept those changes, then come back to the Planning Commission for a final site plan, all for the painting scheme.
Okay, just because I'm curious, what happens if, like, you know, Dave painted? Which, that's fine, you paint. But what happens if Walmart's just like, oh, I'm going to paint?
They would be in violation of their approval.
And then what would happen?
Well,
someone would have to complain to you, and you, like, what would happen?
Most likely, I mean, our ordinance says it's a complaint-based driven, or if there's other permits that need to be sought, we bring up those issues. So
they get a fine.
The fine starts out at $150 for...
$150?
Correct, which may not be incentive, but if you fail to correct, it goes to $300.
Okay.
And if you fail to correct the third time, it goes to $500. And then if you violate it and keep violating or not correcting in the same 12 months, it keeps going at those higher rates. Is that an incentive? No, that's always debated.
Yeah. I mean, this is Walmart we're talking about.
Right.
Then the item is if it gets serious enough, we can move from the civil penalty and a ticket like you do speeding down the road and it's actually still a criminal violation, we can choose a criminal route. That's always really fun.
All right. Well, I was just curious.
But that's what happened. Most likely, what I see history is that most the time somebody needs something at some point in time. And that's, if somebody's uncooperative, usually it's when they need something else, it gets the carrot to get things resolved. I'm not sure $150 always makes an incentive, but for some it does. Sometimes just the community letter is saying, you made an oops, and they want to fix it because they don't like the reputation of the oops. But that covers maybe 80, 90%. There's the 10% that they don't care.
Yeah. Okay. All right, cool. All right, well, so you'll just let us know.
Yeah,
we
have a couple of items.
So they're for sure ready. So we're for sure having a meeting.
Yeah.
We need you.
Does anybody know if they're going to be gone? I'll be here. Sweet. And I'll remember your name, Lorraine. So.
I won't be here.
What?
I can zoom in. If
Are you going to like Patagonia or somewhere?
No,
neat?
Just going to Baltimore.
Maryland's cool. Yeah. Okay. Baltimore's fun.
Yeah, my sister lives there.
So. Nice. Sisters are great.
But she's keeping her Anchorage, Alaska trip and Denali Rail quiet.
Yes. I'm going to Alaska tomorrow for my niece's wedding.
Wow. Oh, she is getting married there as a destination.
She lives there. Yeah, she lives in Palmer, Alaska.
Wow.
Neat. You're going to do some fishing up there?
I'm going to take a chairlift to the
wedding
venue.
Cool.
That'll be fun.
And the dress is fancy.
What? On a chairlift?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm not fancy, though, so this is about as fancy
as you're pretty fancy tonight. Wow. Okay, cool.
Lisa, is it Alaska fancy or is
exactly.
it lower 48
that's
fancy?
That's the word. Yeah, Alaska fancy is whatever you want.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Okay, well, we will look forward to hearing about that in September. Both of them. Yeah, okay, cool. All right, well, do you guys want to approve the minutes?
Sure.
Did you read them?
I did.
Woo!
I approve them.
I'm done.
Sweet. Anybody want to make any changes? The Ray doesn't. Does anyone?
I actually read them. They were accurate as far as I could remember. And,
yay!
And I literally read all of them. And
cool.
Perfect.
Okay, page one of the minutes. Anyone want to make a change? Page two. Page three. Page four. Five. All right. Does anyone want to make a motion?
I make a motion to approve the notes.
The minutes?
The minutes from last time.
Sweet.
Second.
Sweet. We have a motion and a second. Let's,
you got it.
This is great. I love it. Let's vote together.
Aye.
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 Super. The minutes are approved. Good job. Anyone have any burning things they need to say?
Do you have a visitor?
Yeah. Do you want to talk to the visitor?
Do you want to talk to us?
I'm just here to see what's going on.
Oh, right on. Okay. Do you have any questions for us? No?
We didn't have a public hearing today, but if we did, you could have spoken to it. You are speaking. All right. Well, Lorraine's right. We rarely have visitors, so thank you. Acknowledged
visitor.
Mm-hmm. We acknowledge you exist. We appreciate you coming. Does anyone want to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
I second it.
All right, we have a motion to adjourn and a second, and let's vote together.
Aye.
Aye.